SBS Radio.
Ngayong umaga, kasama natin ang Filipino-American actor, artist na si Giovanni Jose. Pabatiin muna natin siya all the way from America. Dumating dalawang araw ang nakalipas. Magandang araw sa iyo, Giovanni.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. I'm so happy to be back here.
Yes, and thank you for coming as early as before 10.
Oo naman, oo naman.
Galing pa ba ng Amerika papunta rito?
Nauna pa sa atin, no?
Nauna pa sa atin.
Oo. Speaking of pista sanayon, kasama natin si Giovanni Jose, ang writer at artist mula sa Amerika. Dumayo pa dito at kasama siya sa pista sanayon. Magandang umaga muli sa iyo, Giovanni.
Magandang umaga sa inyo po.
At Giovanni, ano ang portion ninyo o bahagi ninyo dito sa gaganapin na pista sanayon?
I'm gonna be reading from my second book. Ang title is Ang Gitano. So we'll be there mga alas 4. The pista sanayon starts at 12 p.m. So there's a lot of 12 afternoon. So there's a lot of activities. Tapos mga alas 4, I'll be doing a reading from the book. Tapos there's actually a poetry reading contest for young adults.
And it's open for everyone?
It's open for everyone. It's a free event. And there's going to be a lot of activities for all ages.
Mm. At yung bang babasahin nila ay mula sa libro mong Ang Gitano?
Oho, palagay ko po, yun ang mangyayari.
So maya-maya alamin natin ang kabuuan at ano bang nilalaman nitong gitano na ito. At samahan niyo kami sa Facebook Live natin, makakasama natin si Giovanni sa kanyang pagbabasa ng bahagi ng kanyang libro na Ang Gitano. At syempre, alamin natin mula kay Giovanni, ano ba ang gitano? Sa Ingles, ito ay the gypsy, ano?
The gypsy, oo. So, ang gitano is basically a combination ng Tagalog and the influences ng mga taong laging nagbibiyahe. So, part of the collection, mga short stories and poetry to is a collection of mga letters ng mga inay sa mga kanilang pamilya.
Kaya yung sabinasa mo, from Malu.
From Malu, lovingly Malu. Mm-mm. So, I was actually commissioned by Mossman Gallery last year. And there were these beautiful figurines of women from all over. Tapos may mga postcard na taga ibang
lugar
ng, ng Pilipinas. So, it was really inspiring that, let's write about these stories. About these women who leave home, which is very close to me because that's what my mom did. Mm. Nung pinanganak ko by 6 months, umalis na siya pumunta ng Japan, tapos Hong Kong, Guam, tapos eventually sa America. So it was really personal. And I wanted to kind of capture the essence of these women who are all over the world but can't really feel the joy. Kasi wala yung mga anak nila, wala yung magulang nila.
At malayo sa tunay na tahanan.
Napakalayo, napakalayo. Mm-mm. So, and this was basically, ano mangyayari kung it was written in like the, before the 90s, before the internet, diba?
Mm-mm.
So, I remember nung lumalaki ako, it was through letters. I got to know my mom through letters.
Snail mail pa, yung
snail
mabagal.
Snail mail. Somebody said snail mail. Ano sabi ko, ano yung snail mail?
Mabagal na sulat. At very interesting kasi yung binasa mo, it mentioned Quiapo, which is from the Philippines. It mentioned Mossman, which is here in Sydney. At Waitara. Ano pang ibang lugar yung nabanggit doon?
Banawe. Yeah. So each letters, kasi mga letters to. So each letters from a different one. Merong sa Singapore, merong sa Chicago.
Mm-mm.
Tapos meron sa Spain kasi ang dami mga Pinoy sa Europe din, diba? Sa Italy, Spain, Germany.
So basically ito ay mga tula na parang naglalaman ng mga sulat ng mga nanay o mga kababaihan sa kanilang mga anak.
Oo. Partially.
Partially, yeah. Bakit ang gitano? Why did you choose that title?
Gitano kasi I was very influenced. Nung lumalaki ako sa Chicago, I was very influenced by Federico Garcia Lorca.
Mm.
And he wrote a short booklet, a book of poems called The Duende. And dun sa duwende, there's the gypsy. The Mm-mm. gitano comes alive. And so I wanted to capture that story. And now that I have the great opportunity para bumiyahe, I get to see what it's like to be a gypsy. Not just for myself, but to all the people that I encounter.
Gypsy, not literally.
Not literally gypsy, pero yung essence of having to constantly move, right? Mm-mm. To make a living. And that is I feel sa mga bagong bayani ng Pilipinas, right? That's something that's very true.
Mm-mm. So sabi mo na you've been traveling. You're here in Australia, you live in America, you've been to the Philippines, you've been to Singapore and other parts of Asia. Bakit? Why the travel?
Wow, that's a good question. I think, you know, kasi we're now at a time that we're really a global society now. Kahit anong mangyari, you will hear about, because of social media, you get a feed right away. So we're all interconnected. But for some reason, kung saan man tayo nakatira, there's still this idea that it's somewhat solitary.
Mm.
That we are not as connected, even though like nakatira tayo sa telepono, right? Like we see what
connected technologically.
Technologically connected. So I think one of my motivation and one of my urges is to really connect us physically, right?
Kaya you go to places where there are Filipino communities.
I go to places where there are Filipino communities, and now I get to actually see other stories, right? Mm. When I came here 2 years ago, came for Criers for Hire, yung play na sinulat ko, I was introduced to the indigenous population of Australia, and that was really fascinating. I was like, oh, there's more to this. What is the relationships of Filipinos with indigenous populations?
And do you see any similarities from of the indigenous people and from the Filipinos in a way?
I do. There's yung parabang cariño. Once you get to know, with the people that I met, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to generalize.
Yes.
But the short amount of indigenous people, aboriginal people that I met, once you get to know them, there's this like, cariño, napakalapit, malambing na kumbaga sasabihin natin, medyo may pagkalambing ang mga tao that I see with Pinoys.
Mm-mm. Yung mga experiences mo o mga karanasan mo and stories that you heard or you learn from people and from communities that you visited and know or get to know through your travels, kasama ba dito sa Ang Gitano?
Oh, a big portion of this actually is also in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I started writing the second book, I went to Colombia.
Yeah.
And yung lola ko kamamatay lang. So I was really kind of like dealing with her passing.
Sadness, yeah.
Right. And which is funny because it was actually here in Australia where I got to grieve that. I don't know if I shared that last year. I think I did.
Yeah.
I got to see my tita in Brisbane and got to see the pictures of my Lola. Yeah. And I remember that the beginning of this book, I was in Colombia and I was like trying to deal. And I was like, let me see if I could write something.
Yes.
But then everywhere I went, nakikita kong mga lola tsaka mga bata. So I was like, I remember I was going to this like mountain, Montserrat, tapos umaakit ako. Nakita ko sa harap ko, papa, kamukhang ng lola ko tsaka isang 10-year-old na bata.
Parang ikaw.
Parang ako. So everywhere I went, parang nakikita ko la tienda de abuela, parang yung store ng lola, right?
Lola.
So I realized na Ang Gitano is really dedicated to my lola baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the past few years, whenever I traveled, there was this connection with mother and daughter or mother and grandmother and child.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end, hindi ko yun alam hanggang
nasulat
ko yung last poem. And I was like, oh, this is about you, right? And so it's really interesting that we have the shared similarities that I find, especially for this book, is the relationship of lolas and their grandchildren.
For those who will read or have read your book, ano yung gusto mong makuha nila na lesson or insight from Ang Gitano?
I think the biggest thing is that I'm going to quote someone, a poet, an American, African-American poet, Maya Angelou. She said, she has a poem called Human Family, and she says, "We are more alike than we are unalike."
Mm.
So I think yung intention ko is just to see yourself in these stories, and if you do, you will realize that these stories are coming from different parts of the world.
Mm. Saan maaring makuha o saan makakakuha ng libro na Ang Gitano?
You could buy it. Pwede niyo pong bilhin sa karayanpress.org. And
through your Facebook page, maybe?
Yes, yes, you could get it there. Teka lang. Let me make sure. So, I have the great opportunity to be published by Karayan Press.
Filipino also.
A Filipino. Edwin Luzada is the editor, and I mean, he really held my hand throughout this process. Mm. You know, talaga naiintindihan niya yung sensibility ko. There's poetry in Spanish,
yeah,
and in English, yeah. So that's karayanpress.com. karayanpress.com.
Yes, and saan mo padadalhin Ang Gitano? Australia, Singapore, America, Pilipinas, saan pa?
Pupunta ako sa Singapore next month. And
wow.
So Gitano's gonna be there. We actually did the book launch in Singapore in January. And then hopefully we'll do some sa Europe. Sa Europe,
wow,
then.
Because merong part sa libro mo na may setting ng Europe.
Oh, meron sa London. Meron sa London din.
Masarap pakinggan, lalo na multilingual yung libro.
Ang dating,
Sa mga interesado na malaman pa ang higit tungkol kay Giovanni, Facebook page mo, Giovanni.
You could actually look me up on GiovanniOrtega.com. So that's
website,
how you can find me,
yes,
diba? That's the easiest way.
And thank you very much sa pagpunta at muling pagbisita sa amin dito, at good luck at all the best sa iyong libro na Ang Gitano. Kung may susunod pa at sa iyong pagbabalik, syempre, nais ka naming muling imbitahan dito.
Maraming salamat muli. Thank you so much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.